How are you going? I know there's something special coming up with Kaz's wedding, but what else is special coming up soon? Do you know? Christmas. Exactly. You can't forget that. Even though we think it's Christmas every day, don't we? It's Christmas coming up. What do you think of when you think of Christmas? Yep.
It's Jesus' birthday.
Yes, it's Jesus' birthday. It's the day we remember that Jesus came. What else is good about Christmas? Can you think of anything? What about the P word? Christmas tree? Do you get stuff under the Christmas tree? Gifts, presents? Do you give stuff too? Do you give presents? No. You better give Nan a present. She met you at Melbourne Airport at her own expense. Anyway, it was interesting this morning hearing about peace because, you know what, Jesus came to earth as a baby. Just in an old stable he was born. I'm going to stand up anyway, but thank you. No, leave it. I need that for a prop.
All right, okay.
I'm just building up. So anyway, yeah, he came to earth. Where was Jesus before he was a baby? Do you know? Where was he? Where was Jesus before he was a baby? He was somewhere. Where was he? In a stable when he was born, but where was he before that? Do you know he was in heaven? Can you imagine leaving heaven, that wonderful place? We can't even think how wonderful it is. Can you imagine leaving that wonderful place and coming down to earth to be one of us? A baby crying and screaming, wanting milk, a little kid growing up, an adult. Getting sore feet and getting sweaty and thirsty and hungry. That's what he did for us. And do you know why he came? Does anyone know? I've got it written down here. It tells us in the Bible why Jesus came. And it looks like this. It says, God sent our Lord Jesus Christ to make peace with us. That's why he came. He didn't have to. He could have stayed in heaven. Do you know what? I think I can teach you to remember that God sent Jesus Christ to make peace with us. I'm going to show you how to do it. Can you do this? God. That's right. God. That's like half a praying hand. God sent. Now here's the sign for sent. It's a plane taking off. Sam, it's a plane taking off. Sent. So God sent. Now here's our Lord. Look at this one. This is great. Our Lord Jesus Christ. What do you think that is? The nails in his hands. The nails in his hands. So God sent, remember the plane, our Lord Jesus Christ to make. This is a sign for make. Peace, here's the sign for peace. It's a dove, a peaceful dove. It's a bit tricky. You have to go like this and the dove flies away. So let's do that one. God sent our Lord Jesus Christ to make peace with us. This is us. So it's like me and you and everyone. Is that good? See if you can do it yourself. Maybe the big people can help too. God sent our Lord Jesus Christ to make peace, peace with us. Think you can remember it? One more thing. I'm going to give. This is written on some sticks. If I mix them up, do you think you could put them in the right order? Do you think you'd be brave to put them in the right order? I'll help you. I'll mix them up and I might even pick some big people. Any big people? Big people? Big people? Big people? Give that to the girls. Those girls. Let's see if they can do it. Okay, come out the front, guys, and let's hold up your little sticks with your words on. Do you want to come out the front? Nobody wants to come out the front. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Let's see if you can. The girls might help you get it all into order. Can you help them, girls?
I'm in the last one.
Okay. Let's start down there. God. Yes, there it is. God. Yep. Sent our Lord Jesus Christ to make peace with us. Good job. Give him a clap. Thanks. One more time to practice. Ready? God sent our Lord Jesus Christ to make peace with us. Beautiful. Give yourselves a clap. Thanks for helping everyone. Guys, you can sit down now. I don't think you'll forget that in a hurry, will you? Thank you.